I think there's a lot of fear out there. You know, when you start hearing about pay freezes or other sorts of cuts, I think it strikes people at a very sort of almost personal and emotional level. You know, living in the Washington, D.C. area is not an easy thing. You've got health care, child care, elder care. And so folks are concerned about their pocketbooks. And I think the most important thing for a leader to do in these agencies is to think about how can I get the facts out there to separate out from the fiction to make sure that folks can really focus on the mission of our organization.
And we often say that the leaders, managers, your challenge is to communicate. And this time of it seems that's particularly true.
Absolutely. And, you know, even in the busy days of the workplace right now, email cannot suffice. You know, email may be one way of communicating with folks, but you really got to have that personal touch. And I think, you know, as leaders have their all-hands meetings or staff meetings to really talk about the fact versus the fiction as it relates to these issues, but also, you know, providing folks with an opportunity to share a little bit about their perspective about what their concerns may be or the questions that they might have so that they know there is, in fact, an open door, two-way communication policy in effect.
One of the tips that you have provided to folks is most people become feds because they're concerned, because of their focus on the mission.
Yes.
And therefore, this is a real opportunity to remind people that the mission, it's the mission that matters.
Absolutely. I think now more than ever is the time to demonstrate results, not only within Washington, D.C., but also outside of Washington, D.C. You know, it's fun sport to poke holes at the federal workforce, but in fact, you know, we work with probably 800 plus federal leaders every year in our leadership programs, plus countless more through the Partnership for Public Services other programs. And time and again, I've not met anyone who's in it for the paycheck, but they're in it to make a difference.
And so part of that, and you said, you know, now more than ever, a good time to focus on results, particularly now where people are assessing what program stays and which program goes, it's the results that are going to matter.
Absolutely right. I mean, I think, you know, we'd already seen this trend over the course of the last 8, 10, 12 years around a real focus on outcomes and impact. And I think now this provides just a real precipitating effect to encourage folks to really think about how can I demonstrate my impact to my leaders, to the agency senior leaders, and again to the American public.
One of your other tips is find out what the real concerns of your employees are, and I added real, but I think sometimes what you perceive as their concerns, you need to make sure that those are the real concerns.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that so oftentimes in that communications piece, leaders can think about, you know, the message that they think they should deliver.
Yeah.
But so oftentimes you're just, you know, sort of fighting shadows. It's better just to solicit the feedback directly from your folks to really get a better understanding of what they're worried about. And then you can assess whether it's something you can do something about, whether it's something you can address, or whether it's something you need to gather some additional information about.
And part of that task is to separate out what you know and what you don't know. And I always think implicit in there is to say, hey, I don't have all the answers. I will find out for you, and sometimes we don't know yet. That's part of that separating out fact and fiction.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with saying I don't know. I mean, the worst thing you could do is actually perpetuate
it terrifies us, though.
Making up an answer.
Yeah. It scares the living daylights out of us, though, to say I don't know.
Yeah, no, it does. It's fairly difficult. And I think even in this circumstance, you know, despite the fact that there's still some ambiguity about what's going to happen, details are emerging. And so I think, you know, again, talking with people about what it is that we do know you know, doing your homework, getting on your agency's website to see what sort of memos might have come out from the secretary or deputy secretary, looking at what it is that OMB and OPM are saying about these issues to make sure that before you go into that meeting, you do have some facts and you've let people know that you're doing your homework and staying on top of things.
And take an issue like the furlough issue, because I know I've seen a lot of people posting about that. It's a real concern out there. And separating out, this is one of these challenges, separating out fact and fiction. It's a murky area. You know, we're all in government. We know that it takes a while to come to fruition on these things, but we just don't know.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the furlough one, I think that is the sort of the scariest of them all, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, just letting folks know.
That and government shutdown. I think the government shutdown is also terrifying people.
Yeah, absolutely. They're exceptionally rare. And I think that, you know, no one wants to relive what happened in the mid-90s when we went through a shutdown and you know, really saw an impact on service that that turned out to be something that the American public actually did not want.
Yeah. One of my favorites on your list is ask employees for cost savings ideas, suggestions. There's a lot of wisdom. Tap that wisdom and don't be afraid to ask them for their ideas and how can we do our job better?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot that agencies are already doing on this front. There are a lot of online idea submission efforts within each individual agency, and even OMB has
the Save Award program.
Yeah. But I think it also gives a sense of solidarity to say that, you know, we're not simply going to make a set of rash cuts in response to, you know, whatever guidance we receive from OMB. Rather, we're going to really work on this together to figure out how to make these cuts in the smartest, most effective way possible so that we don't threaten the mission.
And part of that, implicit in that seems to me, make your business case for what you do or what you don't do. Have rational decisions. And then it's, you know, yeah, people will argue with it, but it becomes a much healthier kind of argument about, rather than just, I don't like your program. All of a sudden, it's focused on real facts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, an argument that, well, we got to do it because it's important or because we've always done it will not be sufficient in this environment.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think that, you know, whether it's quantitative or qualitative results that you can point to, you know, collecting whatever information you can to demonstrate that impact will be fundamentally important.
And we touched on your last one, but I think it's important enough that let's re-raise it. And that's channels of communication. They have to be open, and it's not just email. It's not just meetings. It's every possible way.
Yeah.
You have a lot of tools out there. You need to tap every one of them.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, I think that, you know, in these circumstances, I think, you know, if you don't have a regular all-hands meeting, scheduling one to talk with folks, I think following up via email, but also making sure that, you know, whether it's by walking around and talking with individuals in the office, you know, scheduling short meetings with folks, you know, throughout the course of, you know, the next month or so, just to make sure that in addition to the broad sets of concerns that may be consistent across your team, also making sure that you understand the individual's concerns as well to make sure that they can alleviate those fears, but also, again, keep them focused on performing their job exceptionally well.
And I would imagine that there are occasionally fears that don't directly that impact the work but aren't directly work-related.
Yeah.
And those can be challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are you know, we're a package when we come to work. We're not only an employee, but we're also a person. And I think, you know, better understanding those issues will allow leaders to, you know, figure out the best way to really motivate and inspire the very best performance they can get from their folks.
And if you help somebody out, you can build a relationship that, a relationship that can last forever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And once you've been through the hard times, it makes the good times all that easier.